Rebelmatic. This is the Midwest Punks coming to you with another episode. And Brian, that was Rebelmatic. What was the name of the song on that
one? Blood and Gold.
Blood and Gold.
Yep.
Cool. So again, we bring you music, bring you bands. Some are local to the Midwest. Some are from around the country, around the world. But we just think it's good music. And so we're trying to kind of bring to light some new bands, some local bands, and maybe just refresh your mind with some bands from back in the day. So, Brian, you want to start off telling us about Rebelmatic?
Yeah, they're a hardcore kind of Afro-punk band from New York City. They started out with more of a hip-hop sound, but they kind of took that and it evolved into sort of a mix of punk, hardcore, and funk. So, as you can hear there, it's a little more, you can hear a little bit of the undertones of like a hip-hop kind of togetherness. The music, but it's got the
it's
hardcore
a cool sound
behind it.
Though, yeah, definitely
kind of like
sure.
a Bad Brains reminds me of.
And so they've just been on your playlist, right? I mean,
just kind of digging around, and I've run into them a few times, and thought I'd feature them today. And they saw that one song there keeps popping up.
Yeah, we've done that a few times on the show where we'll try to follow a specific subgenre or a specific something, subject, whatever. And then every once in a while, it's like, well, what's been on your playlist? That always brings up some really cool bands and turns us on to something new. We talk about it all the time, but we don't always show each other the bands on our list beforehand. And then, you know, that always leads to us finding some bands that we knew about back in the day or had a story about or something, or one that we just hadn't heard of. And it was like, man, now they're going to be on mine. So,
yeah, for sure.
Hopefully we're doing the same for you out there listening. Make sure you follow us at Midwest Punks. Podcast on Facebook, and then
MidwestPunks.com will get you to stream some of our episodes.
Yeah, and we're, you know, pretty good amount. What are we, 15 episodes or so, I think? We're
about 15, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've
got
a
few to upload in there, so bear with us.
So obviously we've been interrupted just like everybody else has with everything going on, but we're still trying to get these done. And just trying to make sure we play some good music. So that's what we're doing today. Just a few bands that have been on our playlist or come into the YouTube stream. You know, when you're sitting I'm sitting at home all the time. Just got YouTube playing, put on a band, and just kind of wait and see what comes next. That's how I find some new bands. Are just, I'm like, oh, man, I haven't listened to that song in years. I wonder if they have anything new. And then I look into it, and I'm like, oh, man, you know. So just going down the rabbit hole. So that was cool. Rebelmatic, Blood and Gold, and
they don't have a whole lot. They have like 3 albums, EPs. They've only been around since about 2009, so fairly new band. But that's a track off their 2020 album, Ghosts in the Shadows. So if you're looking for it, check it out.
Yeah, great. You want to go with another one off your list?
Yeah, we can do that. You want to check out Pup?
Sure. So Pup.
Yeah.
P-U-P.
P-U-P, Pup. Yeah. They're a punk hardcore emo band from Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
Been around since about 2010. They,
I actually have a Canadian band on my list, too. It's kinda, mine's a little, probably one of the more well-known bands of some history, but they're...
But the Canadian...
Yeah, Canadian roots on our list, too.
Yeah, there's a couple of them landed on mine, My playlists will tell me, you know, bands that are similar. So I'm like, oh, yeah, those guys, too. So
crosses all borders.
Pulled me through Canada for a minute.
Yeah. Punk rock crosses all borders.
Oh, yeah, definitely. These guys are pretty great. Another band that's fairly new. They've only been around since 2010, so a whole lot of content out there. But they originally were called Topanga. I don't know if you've ever watched that Boy Meets World show. Yeah.
I did. My sister did when I was little. Yeah. So just for the record, wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, apparently Disney was going to do like a reboot of the show.
That,
they kind of did that. So they didn't want to be associated with that. So being that when their earlier music, it sounded like they were a little lighter rock kind of with stuff that they were doing. So they decided to change their name after they decided to go punk. And, they took their name from the singer's grandmother made a comment when he said he was going to be in a band, and she said, that's a pathetic use for your potential. So they decided Pup would be a good name for the band.
Nice.
And Yeah, so they have about 9 singles and slash EPs and 4 full length albums. So for the short time they've been going, that's a good amount.
Sure.
But yeah, it's not a, they're not huge albums, but yeah, from what they're doing, it's pretty good stuff, I would say. This song definitely catches my attention whenever it hits my playlist, my rotation, and it was off their 2020. It's a single they released in 2020 called Anaphylaxis.
Okay.
Pronouncing that way wrong. Anaphylaxis. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, it's a pretty good track. Cool. I dig it.
Well, let's check it out then.
All right, let's go.
That's a doctor in me, anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
Carl
just wears a white lab coat around the office.
Yeah. But that was a cool song. Kind of fast and fun lyrics. And, you know, that reminds me of kind of like the Queers or early Blink-182 where they're just kind of making music and you're like, wait, what's he talking about? You know, and it's fun. Fun music. But I like their sound. A lot of energy, it sounds like. So,
yeah.
Definitely going to add that to my list.
Yeah, so are we going to keep on rocking in Canada? Yeah. You got another Canadian band.
And like I said, this one's been around a little bit longer. So if you might be familiar with them, Propagandhi. And
yes.
They are a Canadian punk band. Started in 1986. So like I said, they've been around a little bit longer than Pup. They're just a pup. And yeah, Proper Gandhi's still putting new music out there. Their music's always kind of, you know, described almost the same, like political, but humorous as well. And they were one of the first bands to sign to Fat Wreck Records, which is Fat Mike from NoFX's label. So they got some good bands on there too. And definitely, you know, follow them on Facebook and try and see when they have some new artists joining the label and
definitely,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so Proper Gandhi, I mean, they're, they got a pretty good following and they've been around since the late 80s. So, I mean, a lot of people know the influence that they've had on other bands and things like that. And it's always cool when I'm watching a new band, or, you know, see a new band somewhere and they're wearing like Proper Gandhi shirt, like, or, you know, just other bands like that, and you're like, you know, man, they listen to that stuff too, but they just got inspired and started their own band. You know? So, the song I'm going to play from Proper Gandhi is "Failed Imagineer," and one of the descriptions I read about this was that it might seem like your run-of-the-mill good time rock jam, but it disguises a deeper meaning underneath as it sees them offering a drink to the hardened veterans of war. So they kind of, wherever I got this, that quote from was comparing it to another song from a band back in the day. Now, I thought I'd remember, but I can't. And it was about, it was kind of like in support of homosexuals and stuff. And they were, you know, the band was like, nobody even knew what we were talking about. They just were moshing in a pit to our song and blah, blah, you know. And of course, there's always people who disagree with different things. I mean, having a drink with veterans, I don't see, you know. I don't see how that would be anything kind of controversial or something that, you know, people might not realize that that's what it's really about. But I guess to some it might be. But otherwise, it's just them trying to kind of get a message across while still just keeping their, you know, their music and their sound and just kind of staying true to what they do.
Sure.
So, but the song's off a 2017 album called Victory Lamp. And again, it's Failed Imagineer. So... want to listen to some Proper Gandhi?
Yeah, let's check it out.
And since they've been around since 86, they've had 7 studio albums, 2 live albums, and then a couple EPs and compilation albums, stuff like that. So they've definitely put out a lot of music over the years. They're a year older than I am, so it's always cool to see that, you know, bands, as long as I've been alive and everything I've done, they've been making music. Like, it's pretty, it's pretty, that kind of blows my mind sometimes. But yeah, so definitely worth checking out Propagandhi. They have plenty of music out there on YouTube and Spotify and their website. Follow them on Facebook because, like I said, they're still pretty active. So cool to see. And, Brian, I hear we're still staying in Canada. So.
Yeah, I got one more band.
All right. Who do you got?
We got the Penske File. Yeah.
Penske File. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, me either. They kind of came up on my playlist as I was digging around, and the track caught my attention, and the title of the track is Lakeshore.
Oh.
So we're here at Lakeshore Public Radio, and thought it was fitting for the show.
Yeah, definitely.
But, they're a band from Ontario, Canada, like we said. They've been making music or producing albums since 2011. Not a whole lot about them online I could find, so I don't really know, like, their backstory too much. But one of the, like, album reviews that I was reading says that they're an all-inclusive band for misfits, romantics, workers, and thinkers alike.
Hmm. Cool.
Don't know who said that, but it was, like, a Spotify profile or something like that.
Being all-inclusive is always a good thing.
Yeah, right.
So.
Mm-hmm. But, I was looking up what the Penske File was, and... Again, I couldn't find specific, like, why they named it that, but I would guess that it has to do with the Seinfeld episode, if you're familiar with the, if you watch Seinfeld at all.
My family love Seinfeld. That's, like, their thing, yeah. I remember watching it growing up, too, though. But.
Yeah, there was an episode called The Barber, and George, he's unsure if he got a job or not, and so they brought him a file called the Penske File, and the guy keeps asking, did you do that thing with the Penske File? And he's like, yeah, I took care of it, you know, and doesn't really know what he's supposed to be doing.
But, I vaguely remember
that
one. Yeah, he didn't know if he actually had it or not. Yeah.
I would assume that that's what they're talking about with their band name.
Okay.
But
that's funny.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if it was, yeah.
Yeah, I'd look into that some more. Maybe we can message him, see what was that all about.
So, 2011, I mean, they're fairly new. I mean, less than
a decade, that was their first album was released in 2011. Okay. I couldn't find much before that on them. But, they have three albums total and one EP.
Okay.
So a few things out since then. And
cool. And Lakeshore is the name of the song by the Penske File.
Yeah, it's off an album titled Salvation.
Okay.
Released in 2018 on Stomp Records.
Stomp Records. I like that. Okay. I have to look into that more. Not familiar with that or Penske File. Haven't heard them, but looking forward to it. So let's hear it.
All right. Here we go.
Stay.
That was the Penske File with the song Lakeshore off of their 2018 album Salvation.
Now I can't get Seinfeld out of my head because I'm like, that probably was what it's from, and I just hear George and everybody. Yeah, now
George, you got that Penske File?
That's pretty good. I can say anaphylactic, and you can you can do the impression of George's boss. But yeah, no, it was a cool band. Definitely going to check out more of these. So they got a couple albums to check out. So I dug it. Thought it was good. So and now I'm always going to think of Seinfeld when I hear it, though. So,
yeah.
And now so is everybody who who's listening in. So you're welcome.
Yeah, everybody that's running out to watch Seinfeld episodes right now. Yeah. You're welcome, Seinfeld.
Yeah. Well, hey, before we, since we're not in, we're in Canada, before we go back to the U.S., let's swing over to the U.K. I got a band. It's a newer band. One that I'm familiar with because they're on the Hellcat Records, which is obviously my boy Tim Armstrong from Rancid. His their label, it's off of Epitaph though, so that's Bad Religion original label and stuff. But
sure.
But they got some pretty good bands on those labels too, and I've started doing that, like looking at the labels and then finding all the bands that are under different labels, and because usually, I mean, sometimes the genres vary, and they do on Hellcat. There's, you know, some solo artists, and the Interrupters are more ska, and then there's like Grade, this band I'm gonna play right now, Grade Two, and they're a three-piece punk oi band from the UK. They started in 2013. The three guys met at school, and they would just, on their lunch breaks, go into the music room and play covers of punk songs.
Nice.
And they were like, "Yeah, pretty good, so let's start a band." And it was their third album that got released on Hellcat Records. So previously they had released two albums, EPs, in 2016 and 2017. And then I think the story was Lars Fredriksson from Rancid had heard them, showed them to Tim, and Tim was like, "Yeah, come record with us." And so the guys jumped on it. But prior to that, they'd even toured with the Interrupters and Dropkick Murphys before. And so I found a kind of cool quote from the one of the vocalists, and he also plays bass in the band, Sid Ryan. He said, "Although we're more than 40 years on from when punk began, I actually think the times are very similar now to they were back then. The political climate today means that people see the worst in everything, which means that for us, there's a lot to write about. There are certain parts of our record that would make sense were it released in 1976. So I think that's kind of, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to realize that. Like, man, you know, like the way this happened back then, and these people are on this side, and these people are on that side. It's the same thing now, you know. Like,
music used to have more of a, you know, reaction to society and things, and I think it's coming back to that. And it's
exactly,
kinda cool.
Yeah. At least in some genres, especially punk, man.
Yeah,
always got to just tell it like it is. So, yeah, Grade Two. These three young guys, they make some really good music, though. I've been listening to them, and again, they're on the Hellcat Records. The song I'm going to play is called "Tired of It," and there is a few words in here we'll have to get out, but you'll know what they're saying.
You make Jose work for his money, right?
Yeah, our buddy Jose, who's a producer, he'll clean this up for us. So,
also the host of Region Nerd Alert.
Yep,
plug
also
that
another
for
awesome
him.
Podcast. Google it, find it on Facebook. Recorded here out of Lakeshore Public Radio Studios in Northwest Indiana. But yeah, Region Nerd Alert. Jose's the host of that, and he helps us with this one. So, thanks, Jose, and let's listen to "Tired of It" by Grade Two.
All right, here we go. When they say privacy's a privilege, oh, I'm so tired of it. I'm tired of it when they lie and look up to the awaiting sky. Oh, I'm so tired of it. Clamp down my throat, the message from the clan. Bring dead information, won't ever leave my hand. I'll change my settings, should I feel threatened? Maybe it's time to stop asking questions. I'm tired of it.
say privacy's a privilege. Oh, I'm so tired of it.
That was grade two. That was a short song of theirs, but they definitely have plenty of songs out there because they've got that album they released on Hellcat Records. But I liked a lot of their stuff. I just thought that one had a pretty good sound to it. But most of their songs kind of have that same energy and tempo and stuff to them. So that's the kind of music I like, fast, harder punk. And grade two definitely fits in
pretty good.
For me.
I'll check out more of their stuff for sure.
Yeah, they're young guys, so hopefully they stick together and they can make a lot of good music for years to come.
It's good to see new bands coming on the scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's great.
So, 2013, I mean, that's still 7 years, but that's pretty, for them to get discovered and get on a label like Hellcat, that's pretty good. So, Brian, let's move back over to your playlist. Who you got?
Let's go on with Jail Socks.
Jail Socks.
Yeah, they're a punk emo band from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
They've been making music since about 2018. Another band that there's not a whole ton of stuff online for them. These bands that get on the Bandcamp and stuff like that and very short bios. Need to work on those guys.
Hey, grade two, they had all their lyrics out there.
Did they?
A bio.
Nice.
A couple. That's always so nice to find. You can verify some information about these guys before we start telling people lies.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to go out there and be like, yeah, these guys actually come from here because there's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, definitely from Charlotte, North Carolina. I can tell you that much.
Okay.
since about 2018, looks like there's some activity. They're fairly new and just have a pretty solid...
Like the recordings and stuff that they put out of
Recordings and things that they've put out are pretty solid as far as what they've been doing, but not a whole ton. There was a short bio on Spotify that said Jail Socks operates with the kinetic energy that's not unlike the head rush you get from a late night party.
It's pretty much like we kind of joked about that, but sometimes you can't find anything on these bands and joke that their bio's like, we drink beer and make music, we don't like that, we'll fight you. Like, just random combinations of words that just like, the guys seem like fun though. So, okay.
Yeah, they have a few EPs, singles. The content on the Discog site that I was looking at just to see like their albums was differing from the albums that were showing on Spotify. Like there was an extra album in there somewhere. So it's hard to say for sure how many they have, but
there's music out there.
I think there was a few. So, but yeah, you'll find them if you dig around. However many albums they have, it's still good stuff. But
and the song we're gonna hear from the Jail Socks
is Poplar Avenue, and it's off their 2019 album, It's Not Forever.
Okay, so pretty new album, right?
Yeah. These guys are fairly new. I mean, 2018-ish. So they haven't been really on the scene long.
Yeah.
But
cool. Let's check out Jail Socks.
All right, here we go. And that was Jail Sox.
Poplar Avenue.
By Poplar Jail. Avenue, yeah. Nice. Pretty good stuff, yeah.
Young band to check out, see what they come up with next. And they got some music out there for you to hold you over. So
yep.
Definitely check them out.
Who do you want to go to next?
Yeah, let's go with... I got Lawrence Arms on my list. So this is a Chicago band. Chicago Trio, three guys. They started in 1999, and they're proud to say, unlike a lot of bands that have, you know, semi-long history, they've never broken up or anything. They've just worked it out, worked together, made music, just constantly put it all out there.
Nice.
So, going on a little over 20 years, and just 20 years of making music. So that's pretty cool. Actually, in July, they dropped their first album in, 6 years, and it was their seventh overall studio album. It was called Skeleton Coast, and they're on Epitaph Records. They said that the album's a little dark, but it's really about searching for light in the darkness and finding it. So, yeah, they said it's a little dark, but it's really about searching for the light in the darkness and finding it, as small as those moments may be. So they thought it was actually, even though they had started working on it before COVID and everything going on right now, they thought it was kind of fitting for what we're doing. There's a lot of stuff going on, but just focus on the good stuff. It's basically, I think that's how I took it. So
fitting for now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the song I'm going to play from, I haven't really got a chance to check out that new album, but they do have a song called You Are Here. And I it caught me, stuck with me when I heard it. And so I want to play that song, and it's off their 2014 album called Metropole. And it's called You Are Here by Lawrence Arms, Chicago band. Ready to check it out?
Cool. Here we go.
Steps.
friend just sipping by. I'll get you when I get you, man. Maybe we can go for a ride. Outside my window, the train is a friend just sipping by. I'll get you when I get you, man. Maybe we can go for a ride. Outside my window, the train is a friend just sipping by. I'll get you when I get you, man.
All right, and that was Lawrence Arms, Chicago band, with the song called You Are Here. It's off their 2014 album, Metropole. And they do have a new album that they launched July 17th called Skeleton Coast. So definitely worth checking out. I know I still have to check out that album, but after hearing some of their older stuff, I'm looking forward to giving it a listen.
For sure, yeah.
They also have some pretty cool like logos and shirts and stuff like that. Like they got a pretty cool look to them too. So show them some love and
check out their merch.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. They got this it's like an hourglass with bat wings. It's kind of cool.
Nice.
Like yeah. It's just a cool tattoo idea or something.
I almost picked them on my playlist.
Yeah,
got some of their songs, and I was gonna put them on there, but I'm glad I didn't. Otherwise, we would have been doubled up again.
Yeah. Well.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens, and that just means that the band's extra good, I guess.
Yeah.
And if we get some time at the end, we can throw another one in. But right. I know because we're moving right along. So, what do you got next, Brian?
Let's go to Signals Midwest.
Signals Midwest. Okay. Yeah,
they're a punk indie band out of Cleveland, Ohio. So, staying in the Midwest mm-hmm. here, and they started in 2008.
Okay. Yeah. They've been around for a little. A
little while. Yeah. They had a latest album come out called Pin, and I was reading some reviews on that, and somebody was saying that it interrogates the nature of change. The album is sort of kind of directed towards it was released in 2019, so kind of right when all this stuff was starting to happen with just the craziness. So
It's cool. They're just calling stuff out.
Yeah.
On the album, maybe.
They are scheduled to play where they were scheduled to play Fest 19. I've never heard of that one, but apparently it's down in Gainesville, Florida. It's kind of like Lollapalooza.
I keep seeing that on Facebook.
I don't know how many years they've been doing that, but it popped up for them. And it looks like it's a good lineup they have set up. It's supposed to be for next year. Now they're saying right Halloween time, 2021. But some of the bands that were going to be there are bands that we played before. The Menzingers. Mustard Plug, Into It, Over It, Pet Symmetry, Mikey Erg.
Yeah, Mikey Erg.
Good Riddance, and I think the Gorilla Biscuits were headlining, something like that.
Okay.
But
I know I've seen that flyer pop up a few times on Facebook, probably because I had tickets to go to Riot Fest in Chicago and Louder Than Life and Rage Against the Machine. So the Facebook algorithms picked me up and said, you might like Fest 19. So, maybe next year concerts will be back, and man, that'll be crazy.
Yeah, can't wait.
I think things are just going to sell out left and right. Well, maybe not. Maybe people would still be afraid, but there'd be some people who just miss their live music. Man, I know I do. But
get us back to normal. I might just go to Florida for a concert.
Yeah. So, okay, well, Signals Midwest, what song are we going to play from them?
This is a track called Can't Help But Wonder.
Okay. And it's off the new album?
It's off, the new album, the 2019 album, Pin.
Okay. The title kind of makes it sound like it's one of those ones that fits the description you said about interrogating the nature of change, and it's like, can't help but wonder. So
yeah,
that seems fitting
for sure.
The album, cool, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's hear Signals Midwest.
All right, here we go.
Skipping every other step down, and a new security's bound on a train back home. Yeah, I felt the power in the stillness and a critical resilience. A push back over to I can't help but want
That was Signals Midwest with Can't Help But Wonder off of their 2019 album Pin.
Yeah, I liked it. Sounded good. And definitely, you know, the lyrics, they kind of put some lyrics together for sure in there that, like I said, they kind of fit the theme that you were saying was with the album of, like, kind of questioning things and the title of the song, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's a album I'm definitely going to try and add to my playlist and check out some more from them for sure. So, Signals Midwest out of Cleveland. Cool. And yeah, maybe we'll see them around on a tour. Maybe they'll come to Chicago when things get back to normal.
Yeah, I think.
Stuff like that.
It was possibly them. No, it wasn't. It was the next band we're going to play. Never mind. Go on.
Okay. Moving right along. Well, the last band I had on my list was one that I remember from back in the day when I first got into the scene, so in like early 90s, they were kind of a big deal. And I always liked them and never got really into them, but then with the quarantine thing, they did something kind of cool, and it just keeps popping up in different groups I'm in on Facebook and social media, and just keep hearing it, so, and on YouTube and stuff like that. But Goldfinger, so they're kind of more ska, and they were, like I said, formed in LA in 1994, so early 90s, but they gained popularity and kind of helped bring ska to the mainstream at that time, which I learned was referred to as like the third wave of ska. So there's, you know, different waves of I guess the genre that had come around, and they were one of the top ones at that time. They got popular for their cover of 99 Red Balloons, which we played on an episode when we did cover songs. I'm pretty sure it did Red Balloons, but I don't think it was their cover. I think it was else's.
I have to remember who we played.
Yeah, but I remember us playing that song, and it's by an artist named Nina.
7 Seconds, that's who it was.
And it's originally a song from an artist called Nina, N-E-N-A, and but they covered that song, Goldfinger did, and that song, and I can remember this too, was on the Tony Hawk soundtracks for the games, which comes up fairly regularly on this show, I think, for us talking about a band, and we're like, they were on the Tony Hawk's thing, I remember. But so that's what a lot of people kind of remember them from, and obviously that's pretty big time too. You get on the playlist for a game like that, you're coming out on top for sure. I thought it was cool too. The singer, he's a big animal rights guy. Obviously, Brian and I are both vegans, and I'm a big animal rights person and animal welfare person, so I think that's always cool. This song I'm going to play is called Superman, and it was originally off their 1996 album called Kingpin, but during quarantine, they did a few of these videos, and this was one of them, and I just think the energy that these guys still got, especially during a quarantine, especially being alone in a room in their house recording this, and then kind of merging the videos together so each member was playing something in their house alone during quarantine. These guys are kind of older, I mean, I guess a little older than us and stuff, but And I just thought the energy and everything was really cool, and it picked up a lot of popularity too. Of like, you know, just kind of, it was one of the first like earlier quarantine videos, quarantine kind of things to do. So
yeah, it's got over 2 million views on YouTube. Yeah,
yeah. So if you get a chance, check it out on YouTube. I think it's a fun video, and the song is just this song's cool. I don't know, it always kind of picks you up. So let's listen to Superman by Goldfinger.
All right, here we go.
Growing older all the time, looking older all the time. lost count of sheep. My mind is racing faster every minute. Or could I do more? Yeah, I'm really not sure. I know I'm running circles, but I can't quit. And I'm so confused about what to do. Sometimes I want to throw it all away. Pulling everything in sight. Feeling weak, I don't feel right. You're telling me I have to change. Telling me to act my age. But if all that I can do is just sit and watch time go, then I'll have to say goodbye. Life's too short to watch it fly. Watch it fly.
So that was Goldfinger with Superman, and again, I just, it's always been just a song that's always kind of the pace of it and just the sound of it. I always thought it was a really cool song, and the lyrics are pretty cool. From what I've never looked into what they actually said the meaning and stuff was, but from what I've always taken from it, was kind of like putting on a front, being able to trying to handle everything and do everything, and you know. Pretending you're a Superman, and then really, you know, you're kind of, I think he says, everything's crumbled around, mm-hmm. and stuff, and trying to pretend like he knows what he's doing and stuff like that. So that's, sometimes you get overwhelmed, and Goldfinger can feel that with you, and they made this song Superman. So, but yeah, definitely, they have years worth of music out there, and they're still doing it. And like I said, if you get a chance, watch this video. These guys are pretty, pretty cool, and they got a lot of energy in the song, and one guy's even petting his dog in the middle of it. I mean, it just seemed like, you know, they had fun doing it. Cool guys. So, definitely Goldfinger. And, Brian, I think we're about down to the end of the show.
Yeah. How much, so, we got time for one more, right?
Yeah. We got some time for one more. Okay. So let's go with the last one on your list. We timed it. We did it perfectly. Didn't even try, you know, just came with the list and now, between the songs and all, both of our lists,
for starting to figure out perfectly. How many. Yeah.
Cool. So, who's it going to be? Who's the last band?
Last band is Debt Neglector.
Okay.
They are a punk band from Orlando, Florida, that started in 2016.
Okay.
Featuring the bands from a couple, or members from a couple different bands, the New Mexican Disaster Squad, Gator Face, and No Friends. So okay. I'm not familiar with any of those, but apparently yeah, all these either, guys came together.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, yeah.
Their latest album is called Automatic Land, and I saw a review for their band, that they're a newer band again. Mm-hmm. Not a lot online. They one of the reviews said that they showcase their ability to blend melody and aggression with songs that feature catchy hooks and depressing, cynical lyrics about the death of the American dream.
Okay, yeah. So, again, that always comes up where it's kind of like, you know, a little political.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the punk music and things like that. But when we played Grade 2 earlier, they said a lot of everything's crazy right now. So we got a lot to say about. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's.
Yeah, with all the votes coming up or the elections, that's going to be even crazier.
Yeah, I know. We still got 2 months.
Yeah, right.
To see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully people settle down. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Or not. Maybe we'll get better punk music out of them.
Yeah, no. I just want to see them live, though.
Yeah, right. So, exactly. Yeah. But these guys get a lot of their influence from The Descendants, Dillinger Four, Dead to Me, Bad Religion, Marked Men, and NOFX.
Okay.
To date, they have one full-length LP and two EPs. So not a whole lot out there, mm-hmm. but what they have is pretty solid. The track that we're going to listen to is off their 2019 album titled, or the track is titled So Bored with the USA.
Okay.
It was a single that they did, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So then let's go with...
This is our last track, so we're just going to play out with this?
Yeah. Yeah, so okay. We'll just do that. So yeah, again, check us out, Facebook, at Midwest Punks Podcast, and Midwest Punks Podcast.
Or MidwestPunks.com.
MidwestPunks.com.
Yep. It'll take you to the Lakeshore Public Radio page. Don't be surprised when the domain changes.
Yeah. Record our Lakeshore Public Radio, Northwest Indiana, but the website lets you see all the old shows, play them, all that kind of stuff. So, and we got an awesome logo that you could check out, and it was made by our buddy at JR Brands Goods, so he's a local artist here, and... doing the same thing we are, just trying to do your thing and entertain people, and hopefully we turned you on to some good music this time. So let's go ahead and play out with Debt Neglector.
All right, we'll see you next time.
All right.